Appreciate that song because it goes along with what I feel like the Lord would have us to look at this afternoon. I have a question that I'd like for us to start with. You ever monitored gold prices? What causes gold prices to skyrocket? Trouble. When there is an economic downturn, you'll see gold prices start rising. I want to talk to you about a subject that we find the value goes up when there's trouble come to our lives. That is called peace. Have you ever tried to surround yourself with things that cause there to be peace? And I'd like, in thinking about peace, is it an emotion or is it an assurance? Peace can be an emotion. I decided recently I want to have something that causes there to be peace. So I went out a few months ago and bought me a cabin. And I put me a front porch on it and I set it right out by our pond. And in the morning time, before I go to work, I'll go sit on that porch, look over the pond, and that's peace. That's peace right there. And when I'm sitting out there, I think of Brother Marty. Brother Marty used to tell us about an old brother that lived up on the mountain. Brother Marty said he would call that brother early in the morning, and he'd say, "Brother, what are you doing this morning?" He said, "I'm just watching God make the morning." And that's what I would do when I'd go out there early, and I would sit there, look out over the pond. Everything is quiet. That's peace. You know what? That's the emotion of peace. I was thinking of the definition of emotion. It's a state of mind derived from one's circumstances or relationships with others. It's an emotion. Because you know what? After I sit there a little bit, I look at my clock, my watch, and it says, "You better get going because there's going to be rush hour traffic on your way to work, and you got to be there by 8 o'clock. I have to leave what I would call peace. I got to leave it behind. I got to move on and go." There's a song that we sing because, you know, we can have times in our life where we're surrounded by peace. There's a song that we sing that says, "Life is easy when you're up on the mountain." It's an emotion. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. It says, "Don't lose faith because you're never alone." What I'm interested in is us moving from the emotion of peace to see the value of the assurance that comes with peace. It says, "For the God of the mountain, he's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God of the night." An assurance that we can have, something more than just the emotion that I'm sitting on my porch looking out over the water and I just feel so much peace. Because you know what? I've got to leave that feeling. But I can have an assurance that the God of the mountain is still God in my valleys. It says, "You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best, like when I'm sitting on my porch looking out over the pond and hearing the birds in the morning. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptations, that's when faith is really put to the test." Over in John, the 14th chapter, Jesus told us, he said, "I've got something for you." 14 and 27. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. not as the world giveth. You know, the world might would look at things that we can produce for ourselves that seem to bring peace and say, this is how you get it right here. This is the peace that you can have. But he said, I'm going to give you a peace that the world cannot give you. This peace moves us over into the assurance category, that no matter what's happening to me right now, I can have peace. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Then what does it say? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, no matter what's happening to any one of us at any time. So I looked at the definition of assurance. Firm persuasion, full confidence or trust, and undoubting steadiness, the utmost certainty. The peace that can come from knowing who Christ is, and that he has a peace that he's given us that the world is unable to give. You know, when the world says we have peace today, it's a lot of the times because we seem to have troubles underhand now. I can remember when I was a child, there used to be a game that we would play. You get this little rubber mallet, and you would have to be ready because there's a lot of holes in this little board, and a little animal or something would pop up over here, and if you could smack him before he goes back down again, you get yourself a point. But you find yourself busy smacking because here comes one and then here comes another. You know what that's just like life? I can think I've got this, the world can say, we've got peace and safety right now. And then here comes another one that pops up, and peace can be gone. Peace can be gone from the world. And you know what? If we're not careful, peace can be gone from us. I have found for myself, and you know, there are things that we don't preach as a requirement for others. But what we find is it works in my own life. I found out about last summer that I was losing my peace, and I found out the avenue that it was happening from. It's called the news. I had gotten to where I would listen in the morning time on my way to work, got 45 minutes of driving to work, listen to the talk show of what's happening daily around us, hear the news that's going on, listen to it on my way home, and for some reason, my mind was troubled about all the things that are happening. All the things that I really can't do a thing about changing. Except there is one thing that we can do. The Bible gives us instruction for it. And I don't have to listen to the news to be able to know that this instruction will work. Pray for those that are in authority. And there's a reason for it. Because I would like to lead a quiet and a peaceable life. So I found out some months ago, if I will turn it off, a level of peace came. And the Bible tells us we can do that. What does it say? That will keep him in perfect peace. How? Whose mind is stayed on thee. Let's try it, folks. When the world around us seems to be caving in, when we start getting consumed with the news about the transgender business, turn our mind back to the Lord. I believe he still guarantees us. This is the peace that I can't get from just sitting on my porch out at the pond. This comes from an assurance and start looking for places. Jesus said, I've got some peace that I want to give you. It's different than the kind that the world will give. There's another song that we sing. I really like, when looking at a message, to look at songs that go with it. Because you know what a song is? It's a testimony of somebody else that went through it. Song will never take the place of God's word. What it does do is it verifies it. This works. Here's a verse of a song. His oath, his covenant, his blood, it'll support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. There's a scripture that when I read it, it is a peaceful setting. It's the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And then we can go through that 23rd Psalm. We can just kind of read fast around where he's taking me past my enemies. That's a pretty peaceful verse. I was reading a commentary on that. It said it's impossible to determine if this was written in a time of prosperity or adversity. It said it's not possible to know if this was at a time when David was persecuted or at a time when he was prosperous and triumphant. But it's a pretty peaceful setting that was written there. We do find some places where David finds himself in adversity. We will find ourselves at times when things are so peaceful, we could write a 23rd Psalm. And we're going to find some times probably where we would like to do what David wants to do in this. I'd like to go over to Psalms. Because if you read the story of David before he became king, he had a lot of troubles come into his life. I don't know what at point in his life the 23rd Psalm was written. But here's a place. Psalms 55 and 5. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. You know those places when David was being chased and he's up in the cave and the only exit is just been blocked because Saul walked in? Don't you know there's some trembling wants to happen? And here's what he says. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. You ever felt that? I got this trouble just come on me. I wish I could fly away from this trouble. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away, and I'd be at rest. And he said, lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. You know, we used to think wilderness was the last place the children of Israel wanted to be in. But David's kind of wishing he was in a place where he's the only one around in that location. Like to be by himself for a little bit. Sometimes we can be... our peace level can be like it is. You have probably gone to places yourself. Colorado does it for me. To go out there and get up on a mountain and just look out at what God created. It just brings a sense of peace. Probably because those kind of things makes us realize how small we are and how great God is. And he can be there for any kind of trouble that can come to us. Well, Jesus gave us the scripture that says, my peace I want to leave with you. Let's go over to John. At the end of the 16th chapter, he's telling them something else. What would this do to their peace? Behold, the hour cometh, in the 32nd verse. Yea, it's now come that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I'm not alone, because the Father's with me. These things have I spoken unto you. I'm telling you about all these troubles that you're about to have, that in me you might have peace. Now, how would you have peace after you just heard that kind of news? And what were the disciples, had they been working with? What was their ambitions that they had of what Jesus was going to be able to do for them? Remember the two that came to him? In fact, I kind of think they had their mother put up to it. I would like these two to be the greatest, one on the left and one on the right. And now he's telling them, you're soon going to be scattered. every man to his own, and you're going to leave me alone. But I tell you what, I'm telling you this so that in me you can have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. You know, I would love to sit on my porch and just have peace from here on out. But you know what the scripture says? We're going to have, and as long as we're in the world, we're going to have some tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And I am very thankful for that today. There's another song that we sing. There's no one like Jesus to calm life's sea and bring an unspeakable peace. It's a peace that's not depending on my troubles relenting. Is it possible to have peace and my troubles just will not let up? Jesus is the only one that says, I can provide the kind of peace for you that the world cannot give. I want to be able to have that. It's a peace not depending on my troubles relenting, but all on his sweet love to me. We have a plaque at home that says, peace is not the absence of conflict. Well, if it's not the absence of conflict, what is it? It said it's the presence of God is what brings peace. Even when there is conflict going on, my peace I leave with you. Darlene just sang that song to us. And what was the first verse of it? When peace like a river. That's the times when I've got everything going well in my life. When peace like a river attendeth my way. That's one side of it. You know, that can be the emotion of peace. I just got this feeling of peace because everything is going my way. But then it also changes. It says, when sorrows like sea billows roll. You know how fast it can change from one to the other? Real quick. It can be just a phone call away from having this peace like a river and this sea billows rolling. It says, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. I like to look at these songs because they're a testimony of somebody. And I would like to think that's not just somebody said, I need some words that match up to make a song. But instead, it's a testimony of something that happened in their life. So this morning, I read it again to make sure I had it right. The man that wrote this song, it says it was written after there had been traumatic events in his life. Said he had a 4-year-old son that died. And shortly after that, he was a successful businessman in Chicago. After that, it said the Great Fire, Chicago Fire in 1871, burned up most of his income. Almost all of his business income was gone. Said a short time later, they decided to make a trip to England, he and his family that was left, and said they were all going to go together. But just at the last minute, he had some business that needed to be attended, so he sent his family on, and he stayed, and you know the story. Set out there, there was a collision, and the ship went down. When peace like a river attendeth my way. You know, we can have things going so well for us, and it's peace like a river. When that ship went down, they said it went so quick that he had 4 daughters and they all drowned. You know, Job had a lot of things happen in his life in one day's time. While this servant is yet speaking, another one comes with some more bad news. When peace like a river. You know what it said about Job? He was one of the wealthiest men of the East. And on top of that, he had God's approval stamped on his life. When Job lost his material possessions in one day, it says he fell on the ground and kicked his feet. Fell on the ground and worshiped. I had nothing when I came into this world. I'll have nothing when I go out. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So while this man was traveling, he got the news from his wife that she was the only one that was saved. As he's traveling over there now by ship to see her, he passes that spot. And he pens this song. You know, it says, Job didn't sin with his lips, and he did not charge God foolishly. You know, Apostle Paul had a lot of trouble come into his life. Seemed like peace is definitely gone from there. He tells us how many times he was stoned, how many times he was shipwrecked, all of the things that happened in his life. You know what he did with a conclusion of that? None of these things move me. And in the 8th chapter of Romans, he has a question that he gives us. And it maybe was a question to himself after all the things that happened to him. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And he started naming it out. Kind of like a firework display on July the 4th. Here's one. What about this one? What about this one? One after another. And it says, I am persuaded that none of these things will move me. Folks, I want to tell you, we're living in a time where there's some things that want to move us. But we need to be like Paul, like Job. I'm persuaded that none of these things will move us. Because there is a peace that is more than just my emotion. It's about realizing that God is in control. You know, what we need to do is hide away some promises of God's, the things that will be steady when everything else, when all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. You know what my opinion's about things? It's sinking sand. I need him. There's another verse over in Isaiah 48 and 18. It says, Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. If we had hearkened, if we will hearken to his commandments, it didn't say, unless this is happening, you can have peace like a river. It says, if we hearken to his commandments, we can have peace like a river. I believe the verse that we said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, is part of that peace like a river that we can have. You know, a lot of times when we think about a river, we think about something that is very peaceful. It's good to just sit there beside it, and it brings peace to us. You know, there's a place in the scriptures that says people sitting by the river didn't find any peace from it. Over in Psalms, it wasn't peaceful to them. Over in Psalms 137, by the rivers of Babylon, we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Now, these folks were in captivity. Could you expect them to have peace when they're in captivity, to have peaceful feelings when they're in captivity? They didn't. It says, we hanged our harps upon the willow trees in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. They that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Now that's when they're in captivity. I can feel a little compassion for them then. But you know, this peace that Jesus wants to give us, right here is where it really shines. Remember when he looked over Jerusalem and he started weeping? He said, if you had only known the peace that was for you. You know what that peace was? for them to be able to have peace and the Romans still rule them. No matter who ruled them, they could still have peace in their heart. For us today, the world doesn't have to go get better for us to have peace. I just need to go get close to the Prince of Peace. If we'd hearken to his commandment. So these folks, it's almost like they're saying, I tell you what, Lord, we'll have a song. I've got a song. It's just waiting for you to get me out of this trouble, and I'll sing it again. You know, it's easy for me to live that way myself. Lord, take me out of this trouble, and I'll get my song back. You know what the Lord wants us to have? Is a song in the middle of the trouble. Because along with this, there was somebody else. You know, it's almost like they justified their despondency. What did they look on down here? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. In other words, I tell you what, I'm thinking about what I had back there. And if I got happy with this circumstance, it would be almost like I'm putting that one aside. That's not so. Because there were some other folks that went into captivity. Daniel did. And you know what? I wonder if he ever sat by the rivers in Babylon and could have peace from it. You know, we read about Daniel. We read about Joseph. We read about people that in adversity, I believe they had a level of peace. Maybe not their surroundings were peaceful, but there was a peace inside that came from assurance that God was in control. When Joseph was able to meet up with his brothers, he told them how he was able to have that inner peace. He said, it wasn't you that put me here. It was God. God was the one that allowed these troubles to come to me. I look at Daniel. When Daniel came to the place where he's almost to go to the lion's den, and he knows it. And for him to pray again is almost sure to make it happen. And what did he say in Daniel 6 and 10? When he knew that the writing was signed, what did he say? I'm going to lose my peace sure enough if I pray again. It says he kneeled, he prayed, and he gave thanks. What would you give thanks for when you know that probably that night you'll be in the lion's den? It was the peace that comes from assurance that God's going to be with him. Folks, if I'm just going off a peace that isn't from an emotion, I've got this cabin, and when I go to it, I have peace. I've got to get up and leave that thing sometime. Or sometime I can be sitting there and get a call from work, and it's trouble that causes my peace to be gone while I'm sitting on the porch that just brought me peace. Folks, there is a peace that comes from emotion. There is another level that comes from assurance that God is in control. Daniel was able, he's over there by those rivers of Babylon just like the others are, that says, I cannot sing. And he gave thanks. Why? Thanking the Lord that, Lord, I'm so glad that you are not limited to those that are in Jerusalem, but you came over here with us in this time of trouble, and you will be with me through this trouble today. I believe that brought him a level of peace. There's another verse over in Isaiah. Because, you know, sometimes we can lose our peace. We sing about it. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. That verse didn't end there. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You know, we can have troubles come to us, and I'm going to fix it on my own. I'd like to look over here in Isaiah 30 and 15. Thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. What a promise from God himself. And I was reading about this. It said in the 36th chapter of Isaiah, the king of Syria, was coming up against them. And apparently there had been some talk among the Jews that we ought to band together and hire the Egyptians to come and help us. And God is speaking here. Thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One in Israel, here's where you're going to get some peace. In returning and rest shall you be saved. Putting your confidence totally in God. I don't have a backup plan. I put my hand in yours. In quietness and confidence will be your strength. But you know what? There's three words at the end, or four words at the end of that. And ye would not. You know what? The Lord could say that to me sometimes. Dan, I had this thing for you where you could have this peace that comes from assurance. But oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Or maybe I carry it to Him in prayer. And when I say amen, I pick it up and I take it right on with me. And I lose my peace from that. When I look at this one, this does not stop in 30 and there where it's saying in quietness and strength, confidence will be your strength. But there is another verse that we often use in that same chapter. Here's what the Lord would like to do for us in the 21st verse. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you would turn to the left and when you would turn to the right. I don't think that left and right means I'm choosing to walk away from the Lord. That left and right way could be just the seem right way for me. What does it say in Proverbs 3 and 5 through 6? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding in all of our ways. Is it just the ones that I can't figure out? You know what, for me to have peace, a constant peace, in all my ways, I need to acknowledge to Him, I need your help. Have you ever had something that seemed it was going to be so easy to take care of, I can do it by myself? And before it's over, you kind of wish you had gone to the Lord and said, this one looks easy. I'd like to take it to you and ask you to help me out with it. Because I think sometimes the Lord works with those easy things and causes them to have reverses to them, to where I start saying, you know what, I'd like to carry everything to God in prayer. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and here comes a promise. He will direct our paths. And those paths being directed by the one that says He's got a peace that He wants to give us that the world cannot give. We have another verse that says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You know, I don't believe that verse is only to the sinner anymore. All of us can labor and be heavy laden and be a Christian. And I'm struggling with the things that come and I'm faced with. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And what we're going to find, there's going to be some peace. And you'll find rest to your soul. You know, I need the peace that is more than just the morning time whenever I'm about to head to work and I sit on my porch for a few minutes and I soak up this peace and then I get stuck in traffic and I have to call in because I'm late for work. How quickly that kind of peace can leave me. But the assurance that comes from me knowing, here's a verse, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. You know, and we can have that kind of an assurance from God, if we will let Him, He will lead us throughout our life. I'd like for us to close with a song that we sing together. It's number 104. It puts us over in the assurance category. It's not in the category that now everything is going good and I just feel this peace, but it's the assurance that I can have. No matter what happens, He will care for me. It says, I trust in Him, though disasters grim before me seem to be. You know, whether they turn out to be that bad or not, they can seem to be that bad before me. What does it say? He calms my fears and He dries my tears, and faithful He is to me. No matter what happens, He He will care for me. And I am very thankful for that. Maybe we can stand and sing number 104.